Got something to do on Monday. It's Friday on the Good Day program. The 4th of November is upon us. We'll take a look at what's been going on this past week, just in case you want to review this first week of November.
What's going on tomorrow, Jennifer? Should we celebrate Doug's birthday today on the air?
I think we should, because we have to do it before. After is just not as fun.
Is that so?
It's not as fun.
Why is it important to celebrate it at all? I don't remember making a big deal out of your birthday.
Don't play that game. You know you would be severely disappointed if we didn't.
No, I actually wouldn't.
Honestly, you're so full of it.
No, I'm not. I'm not full of it at all. Birthdays, like most other... I have said, though, there's one thing I would say. In the case of most people, I think that there are a lot of nonsense holidays. You've heard me say that. Pretty consistently over the years. There are a lot of days that we get off that are supposedly federal holidays that are like Columbus Day. It's a foolish waste of time. And three or four of the other, you could argue maybe even four or five of the holidays of the, what are there, 11, I think, over the course of the year.
Yeah.
And so instead of wasting a lot of time on meaningless drivel that happens with some of these holidays, have your birthday off.
Yeah, so you're taking the day off?
Oh. I took my birthday off last Friday. You didn't have me here last Friday, so that was my preemptive strike on the birthday. All right?
That's fine.
Okay. All right, is that okay?
Well, happy birthday anyway.
Yeah, have a good day tomorrow.
Very sweet.
What's your big plan for tomorrow?
I am flying to Chicago to go to the Radio Hall of Fame dinner, the celebration of lots of really old-time radio. Every year... The Radio Hall of Fame, as many of the other organizations that support the radio business. And so each year there is a dinner given. It's a black tie affair. And there is a new building that has been built in Chicago.
Do you own your own tux or do you have to rent?
So. I have actually, Richie, three tuxes.
Oh, wow.
Very nice.
And
you're
I wear them according to how much I weigh or don't weigh. I made the mistake. Where did I go? Tony and my sister's daughter's wedding was, a month or so ago. So I took a suit. The suit that Megan had me get, that she and I picked out for her wedding, was at the cleaners because I'd worn it for something else recently. And so I had I was told that I had to bring a suit that was similar to that, which I did. I hadn't had that suit on, I bet you, 10 years since I had that suit on. Hey, men's styles don't change the way women's do.
No, you guys have
a dark suit is a dark suit is a dark suit.
Yeah.
So I put it on, and Brendan was hysterical. We stayed in this little cottage up in Vermont, and so the three of them are making sure that I look the part. And so when I put the pants on, there was a little problem getting the button buttoned.
Uh-oh.
So I would say that...
you didn't try the suit on before you went up there?
No, not at all. The thing about gaining in age and also a couple of pounds here and there is that you don't want to ever... How many of you listening, you talk about your loss of weight. Hey, I've lost 10 pounds, 15 pounds, whatever it is. And no matter what kind of shape you're in, and I'm in pretty good shape, I still have that little roll, and it goes away for the most part. If I had tried that suit on last April, I've normally most of my pants are 34, and I'm between a 34 and a 35. But for whatever the reason, the button didn't work, so we had to fiddle around with it a little bit to get it to work. And the only reason I say that is because it's kind of amusing. To deal with one's age in terms of how one's body changes.
So did you have to play like Jethro and go out and get a rope and tie it through your belt loop?
No, actually, I took one of Brendan's belts. It had another buckle. It had another hole in it for whatever the reason. I'm just saying that this week I've been moderately conscious of my birthday. So yesterday in the barnyard, and I want all of you to think about how you mark your birthday.
Is it because you're hitting a five-year marker?
Maybe it is. Yeah. And people keep reminding me that, no, it's my birthday. Hey, I didn't remember. It was 5 years ago we had that other celebration.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah.
And it was 15 years ago when we had, oh, yeah. So anyway, I didn't think I knew you 15. You were not quite a part of the picture.
I had just missed the party.
Your birthday
was in November, and you and I got together the following June.
Hmm. So we had my children were interested in me having a big 50th birthday party. And so I did. And it was a black tie affair.
Well, that's nice. So it wasn't like just one of the over-the-hill parties.
No, that was when Deborah Cooper was.
That was the 60th birthday party.
Yeah, no, that was
50th. The over-the-hill gang thing.
No.
Hillary was the 60th.
Right, the 50th was...
No. She said the black tie was nice. It wasn't just one of those over-the-hill things.
No.
The 60th birthday party was at the house.
Right, you came to that.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was nice. There were a number of people that came. What I did when I had my 50th, invite 50 couples that I knew from pretty much every walk of life, people that I'd known for a long, long time that came to this neat place in Boston. And Megan had told me, because I'd been with Megan the week before in England. Megan had just started her tour of duty in England to get her doctorate at one of those Oxford colleges. And she didn't have the money. And I said, no, it's not a money thing. Well, it was just as her way of stringing me along so that I would be surprised when she sort of, when she tells me something. I usually take it pretty seriously because she can be very stern and, you know, pretty redactive when it comes to, okay, this is the way it is. So I didn't figure I was going to see her on my birthday. So we were Brendan and I were ushering people in, and who shows up but Megan? And, of course, at that moment, when I looked at her, it was all complete. And, of course, I broke into tears. Oh, Megan! But it was... I think oftentimes we think about the birthdays that mean the most to us. That's the other thing about your birthday. Make sure it's a meaningful day.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the people you care about. Think about the things that you really like to do. Think about the things you like to eat. And it's a collective sort of thing. And hopefully it becomes a way for you to celebrate what you've done so far in your life and the people with whom you have spent your time in your life to this point. And think about what you deserve in life, because you ought to have what your desires are. I believe you deserve to have what you desire in life. Do whatever you can. If you want to win the jackpot, buy the tickets. Doesn't mean you're going to, but it's not a bad exercise.
No, you got to buy the tickets to win. Yeah.
Yeah, I just bought and lost. Well, try again next week.
So it happens.
Better than not to have bought at all.
Yes, I'm better to have bought and lost than not to have bought it. Well put, Jennifer. Thank you. But I oftentimes when I'm on the air, I can't think of anybody I'd rather spend my time with other than the children on my birthday. And I was there on Brendan's birthday the week before last. And normally I might go out there. We talk about it, and because there's so much to do and so many things on the farm that I got to wrap up because I'm going to go to Israel a month from today. Depending on whether or not they've declared war on Iran.
Yeah, you may have to cancel.
Yeah, right. Well, we'll see.
So do you think your kids will surprise you in Chicago? Did that cross your mind?
No, didn't cross my mind, because they don't know where I'm going to be in Chicago. And they would, they wouldn't do
that. Yeah,
no. And besides, they're, they're...
Don't you have a friend in Chicago?
Yeah, I have a friend there.
I do. I have several friends in Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay. I like Chicago. Chicago's
nice.
Is neat
before December.
Yeah, right. When the weather gets
nice in December too, it's just cold.
It's
so you're going to celebrate your birthday with Man Cow. How nice!
Yes, I'll be with Man Cow and Neil Bortz and Jimbo Han and Larry King.
Jimbo's your buddy.
I like Jim. I like
and
Bortz.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. But we have a good camaraderie. Those of us who have been doing this for a while have sort of a cult. So anyway, but Larry King will be there. I was just with Larry King a couple of weeks ago, so I'm going to see. We had a fairly lengthy conversation, and I think he finally remembers my name, so we'll see how that works. After all of this. 800-510-8255 brings us Joyce, who's in Palm Springs. Hi, Joyce. How are you doing?
Hi, sweetheart.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to wish you a happy birthday, but you're
thank
lucky
you.
You have a birthday. I don't have a birthday, but every 4 years.
A
leap year
baby.
Oh.
So what are you, about 23 now?
honey, I'm going to be 21. If
honey,
I was 23, I'd really be old.
Wait a minute. That's old. Sexual harassment. You just called me honey.
You are, honey, because, Doug, honey, I met you many, many years ago when you were in Palm Springs, and you flirted with me.
No.
Yeah, he's a flirt.
I did. Really? I do
and
like
to
flirt.
I was so thrilled because, Doug, I'm old enough to be your mom.
That's all right. You
You're only
flirt.
21.
What's wrong with that? Yeah, 21.
I'm going to be 21 next year, actually 84. But
go.
People tell me I look very young for my age.
That's probably why I flirted with you.
I bet you do.
Yeah, that's probably it. Why don't you sweet
you're
the call?
You're adorable, and I love your program.
Thank
and
you.
And I just think your program is the greatest.
I appreciate that.
Oh,
thank
we love
you.
You.
So
really,
hopefully,
really, and may you have a long and healthy life.
And
honey.
Prosperous.
I have a son about your age. How old are you now, honey?
I will be 65 tomorrow.
Okay, no, my son is 62.
All right, well, I'll be 62 tomorrow, if that makes the story better.
The first son could be your younger brother.
That could be, yeah, exactly. Right. But you know what? Age, I say this all the time, is a BS number.
Yeah.
Richie's been around me for 15 years. My attitude is a little different. I'm a little more mellow about a lot of things. And that comes with being smarter, not being older.
Mm.
And you can, this smart sometimes does go with being older, but I'm not sure always that's the case. People get angry when they get old. And people get frustrated, and people sometimes, they spend a lot of time, how many people do you know like this who have spent time as they've gotten a little older thinking about all the things that weren't, rather than all the things that are or will be? And I think that's what I will spend my time. And plus the fact that we have, the goodwill ought to be every day, not just your birthday. Goodwill for people, yeah, it's a special day and a lot of different ways, but plans. We have plans. We hope to live up to those plans. 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Is President Obama's 48th birthday. Yeah, the president has asked that in lieu of sending a gift, people just make a donation to his favorite charity, General Motors. You could do that. Today, Michelle Bachmann wished Elvis Presley a happy birthday, even though today is the anniversary of his death. That's true. When told about the mistake, Bachmann said, "My apologies to not only Elvis, but the entire Costello family."
Last week, in an interview with ABC News, President Obama said that he will turn 50 this week. But the truth is, he turns 50 August 4th. Do you know what that means? Apparently, even he hasn't seen his real birth certificate.
Tomorrow, actually.
All right, so here's the birthday story of the day. It's the 25 at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The story of an 83-year-old man running for city council in a city in Iowa. His name is Ben Clifford Dawson, who celebrated his birthday by allegedly volunteering to perform acts on a woman in exchange for repayment of a loan. She turned him down. Now he's accused of grabbing her and kissing her neck. No, and this guy's name is not Kane. He faces two aggravated misdemeanor charges. Prostitution. Guys, hello. 83, isn't it?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, sir. And to whoever else is celebrating. So there are a lot of different ways to celebrate. How do you celebrate your birthday? What do you do? How do you think it through? Do you care? Is it a big deal? It's not really a big deal. And then it just opens the door to a new opportunity, as far as I'm concerned. But the same sorts of things as, for example, this program, even though I'll be on the air tomorrow morning, because I always am on the air on Saturday morning, or most often, unless there's an auction. Sometimes I disappear for those or have to take a trip. Saturday is a good day to travel. Actually, Saturday and Tuesdays. Did you know that? The best days of the week to travel in terms of hassle and price are Saturday.
The best day. Let people fly.
Right, and the best day to buy your travel
Tuesday.
On Tuesdays.
Yep, Tuesday afternoon.
Or Wednesdays.
Yeah, but Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday morning. Yes, you're right, Rich. And the day to travel, late Saturday is a good time. The best time is actually late Saturday. Sometimes Saturday mornings can be pretty difficult. And Tuesdays, for some reason or other, in the afternoon as well. I don't know why. I suppose it makes sense. Monday, Sunday and Monday, everybody's going. And by Wednesday, maybe Thursday, people have, okay, we've finished this job or this trip, let's go home. You know, that kind of stuff. Traveling, I was notified last year on my birthday. Was it last year? I would have been coming home from, I went to, my birthday would have been Sunday last year, right? Mm-hmm. Or is it Friday?
No, it was Friday.
Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Because the thing of the Radio Hall of Fame happens the same weekend, the first weekend in November every year. So I know I was there. I think I was visiting.
What was the hardest birthday? What birthday were you were like, oh,
30.
Whoa. Yeah.
Awful. Ooh, awful.
Oh,
awful,
great.
Awful, yeah. Awful.
For me, 29. Awful. It's never the benchmark one. It's always the one before it when you're like,
yeah, like this wow. is your last chance to get it right.
Yeah, yeah. 29 was tough.
30 was a little rough, I guess.
Yeah.
30.
But 40 was great.
Yeah.
Now I'm creeping up on 50. I'm like, mm.
No, it doesn't make any difference. Once you, what happened, 30th birthday for me was when I was getting a divorce and looking at what the realities are of life as an adult.
Yeah.
30. Men at 30 don't, they really aren't even there yet.
No.
They aren't even close.
But you're just smacked in the face with miserable failure, so.
Well. Those were some of the words that were used at the time, I think, yeah, among many other things. But look at how you grow over the years. And it seems, in a sense, that's a long time ago, but then the other, it's a snap. You know, yep. It's just so quick as the time passes. So use it well. 28 past the hour, speaking of time here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. We all know that traveling is one of the easiest ways to pick up a cold or flu virus. But there are a few things you need to know to better your odds. You thought that the bird flu was over? Well, not exactly. Bangladesh, China, Egypt, Indonesia, and Vietnam are all countries that have reported having cases of the virus this year. Of course, if you're traveling to any of the above areas, you know to avoid any direct contact with poultry. But you should also obey common flu practices. Get your flu shot about 2 weeks before you travel. On average, it takes that long for your body to develop the necessary immunities. Wash your hands more than you normally would, which, by the way, is more than you normally think you do. And, sanitizer or not, consider how many times your hands touch handles, doorknobs, bathroom fixtures. Then consider how many times right after that you actually touch your mouth or your nose. The more you are conscious of this, the better off you'll be. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, November 4th through the 7th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Tuning in and turning on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Seth Patrols in our studio in Washington. It is the 4th of November at 33 after the hour. There is a focus on this day in history, and maybe the day after today, tomorrow, back in 1946. I was a baby boomer on the first edge of the cusp, having, the war was... for all intents and purposes, over, done. My father had been in the service, but he was home every night. So this is not like a lot of people were born in 46 and 47 as a result of the fathers coming back from the war. My father was around all the time, even though he was in the war and worked every day from 41, late 41 until the war was over in 46. But he was assigned to a Coast Guard cutter that was in dock in Boston. So he would be on the Coast Guard cutter 12 hours a day, and then he'd be home. It was very interesting how it worked. He was in charge of looking actually at a picture of him when he was in the service in his uniform. What do they call it when you're in your dress?
What do they call that?
This dress blues.
Blues.
I think black. The Coast Guard's black. Anyway, it's just interesting to think about that. And then what happened November 5th? If you go back to 1957 on this date, the Russians launched into orbit the first animal, Sputnik 2, and a dog went up. First living being to enter the Earth's orbit was a dog. I don't remember the dog's name. Anybody remember the dog's name? 800-510-8255. I was 11, so I'm not going to remember it. Anybody who may have a few more years remember what the name of that dog is, and you don't have to even be at that age. You can look it up. It was a cool name.
If you wanted.
Have you? What was it?
Lauka.
Lauka. Okay.
A Soviet space dog that became the first animal to orbit the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder. It was the first animal to die in orbit. He died.
Yeah. He froze.
Aww.
Yeah. Then we sent a monkey up. Didn't we send up a monkey?
I think so, yeah.
I think we did, yeah. 800.
It was Bubbles, wasn't it?
The
chimp.
First one, no, it was a lady
Bubbles
I spent.
Michael Jackson's.
So, yeah. 800-510-8255. Here's Betty in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Hi, Betty. Hello, Betty. Hello, Betty.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. How are
good
you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm
good
doing
morning.
Well.
That's good. What's happening?
I'm calling about the birthday conversation.
Yes.
By the way, before I say anything about that, I love your program.
Thank you.
I think it's super.
Thank you very much.
my birthday is on Christmas Eve, and so in many ways I don't have a lot of choices as to what I might do, and so I'm curious about what other people who have their birthday on significant holidays, what do they do, and just kind of curious.
This is the saddest thing I've ever heard. You want to know what other people do on their birthdays because your birthday is Christmas.
Christmas Eve.
My daughter's birthday is the 27th of December, and we have this conversation all the time.
You should celebrate your birthday in June. Or no, July.
Well, I did
Christmas
do that. You know, I have never had a birthday party with the exception of 1 year when my mother let me have a party in the middle of summer.
Really? So you brought all your friends over for a pool party on your half birthday.
Right. Every birthday I spend in church. And that's a good thing. I don't have any problem with that. But that's just a part of it.
Yeah. Well, so you have a tradition. Birthdays are just about tradition anyway. So it's just you take it in stride. People get all this, like the people who have their birthday. I have a friend named Patsy Lust, whose birthday is a leap year, as the lady who called a while back. And we used to laugh about it because we only had one birthday while we were in college together. And it's just one of those silly things. It becomes a conversation piece, and that's about all it's worth. You know? So we all know you're getting a little older. People love you. They pay attention. So maybe if you're like many, there are folks who don't want to. Okay, thank you for the wishes. That's it. I don't want a big to-do. And so you go on with whatever it is that you're doing.
That's true. Yeah. And I'm, from my own personal perspective, I'm thankful for every birthday I have. My life is good.
Yep, that's the way to look at it. Isn't it nice? Betty, a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you. You need to have a party in July.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Mark is in Pittsburgh. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi.
Hi.
Was the dog's name Lassie?
Well, Lassie.
Ooh. What, no. Is a boy?
Didn't we? Richie just said what the name was. What is it again?
I had it wrong. Dimitri in Fairbanks here. Dimitri, I said Lauka, but what is it?
Laika.
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 L-A-I-K-A, and it was a female, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And it was a valley dog, you know?
Well, Wilson in Lake City, you agree with that? It's Laika, L-A-I-K-A?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. All right. Good. We've got that taken care of. Write that down. Everybody, there'll be a quiz on it later. Thank you all. 800-510-8255. All right, this is the heck of it. Who's this? Hello? Hello? I just decided at random I would grab the phone. Want me to grab another one, Richie?
Sure, go ahead.
Nice. Hey, I'm doing a good job at this.
And happy birthday to you.
Yeah, right.
Man. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi.
Hey, this is Irvin Varnadel. I just called in to make a comment about what you were talking about a moment ago, about what do you call your dress when you're in your blues or what have you.
Yes.
Military dress, many people call it your mess dress.
Mess dress.
Hmm.
Okay. The mess dress. When did you last wear yours, sir?
About 20 years ago.
20 years. What was the occasion?
It was a military party that you sometimes have.
Mm-hmm. What branch of the service were you in?
I was in the Air Force.
Air Force. What rank?
I was an E-7.
E-7. Yeah. So what does that mean you did?
What did I do? Well, at the time, I was in security.
Right. So you shot the tires out from all the bad guys' planes?
Something like that.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm glad that you clarified. The mess dress. Everybody remember that, all right?
Folks have a great day.
And you as
you
well.
Too.
Good weekend,
thanks,
too.
Mike.
Mike's in Port Charlotte, Florida. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Well, how about you?
I'm doing well. Well, I was in the Navy, and our dress blue uniforms were called Cracker Jack.
Why?
Well, because, you know, the box of Cracker Jacks. You know, the little sailor on the box.
Yeah, the little sailor on the box.
Oh, yeah.
So our dress blue uniforms are called Cracker Jacks. I don't know about the Coast Guard, but I just think that maybe they're the same.
Maybe. Yeah, there are a lot of similarities, obviously, between the Navy and the Coast Guard.
That's funny, Cracker Jacks.
Yeah. Cracker Jacks. All right, thank you for that. Yes, sir. Mess dress and Cracker Jacks.
I like it.
Here's Leah in McAlpin, Florida. Hi, Leah. Welcome to Good Day.
Hello.
Hi. What's happening?
Oh, I was just going to say that my birthday is December 30th.
Ah, New Year's baby.
Ooh, that's
and
fun.
I have two birthdays every year.
How's that?
Well, I have a birthday on July 4th. I decided to. I decided that.
Like holidays.
And I actually get presents, and I actually get cards for both birthdays.
There you go.
Wow, that's
and
nice.
Fireworks.
So
yeah, there you go.
The family and friends have supported your idea.
Yes, they have.
Oh, that. Yeah. So yeah. What in terms of which is the better day for presents? Is it December 30th or July 4th?
Actually, they're about equal.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
what's the best birthday present you have ever received, Leah?
Ever received.
Ever gotten.
Well.
That you can tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah. My husband bought me a knife one time that I collected knives. And he
knives.
Bought me a knife that. It's a
cookie
pocket knife.
Or I'm going to stab you knives?
Well, he worries now that I'm going through the change, but that's another story. But anyway, the knife
that's
is
cute.
About, 8 inches long, close. It's a pocket knife, and yeah. It's a replica of a Civil War knife.
Cool.
Excuse me.
What got you interested in collecting knives?
Oh, because my dad and I were real close, and he was a gun collector and a knife collector.
Ah, cool.
I always loved him.
So do you have any guns?
No, no guns.
No.
What's
there's
the most
lady...
valuable knife you have?
That was probably the knife. It says, "Draw me not in haste" on the blade. It's engraved on it.
Very cool.
There's a lady we're going to talk to. I think you'll hear the conversation probably on Monday. Her name is Lindsay McCrum. She has written a book called Chicks with Guns. And it's the story of a lot of women who have decided they want to be... proficient and using a firearm, and who owns them. I think it'll be interesting to find out how many women actually own guns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My dad had a gun collection, and we all got to shoot every single one, and, I mean, he had some.
Yeah.
With a bayonet on the end and the whole nine yards. It was great.
Wow.
Sawed-off shotguns.
Cool.
And
you like shotguns?
Oh, I love them. They're my favorite.
Really? What happens when you... Are you substantial enough woman so that when you shoot it, it does knock you down?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
good. All right. So that's a good story. Thank you for sharing.
Okay.
Nice to have you here. Take good care. Have a great weekend. Dr. Ken Kronos will join us in a few moments with his daily dose of important medical information. In the meantime, I'm thinking about what would be a great gift for birthdays. Now, I don't have to get these because the folks at Sea Crane sent me a bunch of their radios so I can test them all out.
You could take one.
I can take them.
Sneaky.
Right, exactly. They have so many radios. I got an email from Mr. Crane himself yesterday, who was telling me how nice a job he thought we were doing telling the story. It's an easy story to tell because I love radio in the first place. You all know that. I love being on the radio. I love the fact that people can hear me. What frustrates me more than anything else is when people complain because of the, I think collectively with all the various programs and things that I do on 400-some-odd radio stations. So when I hear from people who say, I wish you were on FM, or I wish we could get the station better, or I wish this, I wish that, or they'll go try to find me online because they can't stand listening to the AM radio. Oh, mess. Because the people who make AM radios are apparently our enemy. Because they don't make good ones anymore, for the most part. The only people I know who make an AM radio that sounds as good no matter where you listen to it, the AM radio that sounds as good as any FM radio, the radios that come from Sea Crane. And there are a number of them. There's the Wi-Fi Internet radio. There's the SWP, which, frankly, I like the best. The SWP is a radio that you can take any place. All of the radios are premium. They hold the AM signal better than any other radios that you can find. They have twin coil antenna that are built for great AM reception. Not only local stations, but distant stations that are still on the air. And it comes obviously with excellent FM. Most of them have emergency radio, ham bands, that kind of stuff. So that this is the deal. Not only is it a good present, but when you're worried about snowstorms like we've had this past week and power is out, you can't get the radio, well, you have one of these handy by and you'll not only hear the weather band and weather alerts, but you'll be able to communicate in a way back and forth. You'll hear the ham band and you'll hear the alerts that are issued. All of this stuff is memory.
Audio, wherefore art thou? You are with the Sea Crane Radios. Go online to ccradio.com and see all of the radios that are there and order one or two or three or four. Great Christmas presents. They really are. Premium CC radios. The prices are very, very, very impressive. You'll be very pleased with what it costs. You get a free LED flashlight with every order. Call Sea Crane now at 800-522-8863. You can get the catalog that way or get it by going online to ccradio.com. 800-522-TUNE. There you got that tune. Or 800-522-8863.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Enroll ourselves in medical mind work. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here with us, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with his daily dose of important medical information, new drug targeting the cause of cystic fibrosis. I didn't think there was much of a problem with that anymore, Ken. How big a problem is that?
Cystic fibrosis, yeah. If you have it, it's deadly. The fact that there's been improvement, you used to die early in childhood. Now you make it out to your 30s, which is a huge improvement in my time in medicine, but there's never really been any good specific therapy. This is big news for a fraction of those who have cystic fibrosis out of the New England Journal of Medicine. It's a new drug. It targets a faulty protein, Doug, that causes cystic fibrosis, and it led to improved function and fewer symptoms in people with the lung disease. This is going to be a game changer. Wow. For about 4 to 5% of people who have this specific genetic variant.
Wow. All right, so good news for them. Here's a more general information for those who are depressed.
Doug, we talk about the mind-body connection, and this is out this week about from stroke, that people who had depression at some point in their lives, that's the key, any point in their life, they were about a third more likely to suffer a stroke than those who have not been depressed. What is not understood, Doug, in this study is that whether depression is somehow causing the increased risk of stroke or whether the two diseases have the same underlying cause.
Wow. All right. Hepatitis and barbershops, and where women get their nails done.
This is a warning out of the annual scientific meeting of the American College of Gastroenterology in Washington, D.C. this week. You better be careful and know where you're going to get your hair cut and your nails done, because hepatitis does lurk in these tools if they're not cleaned properly. This is out of a report from this meeting this week.
All right. Story at DougSteffen.com today, kind of eerie, from Canada, where doctors are baffled by an ultrasound of a tumor which shows the face of a man.
Well,
how do you manage? How do you? What are you?
It's just creativity. I look at these ultrasound pictures. Most of them are in black and white all day, and you can see what you want to see.
Really?
So it's just creativity.
When you did
an
ultrasound of me?
It's like seeing the man in the moon when you look up at the moon.
All right, so when you did an ultrasound of me, you didn't see my face.
I could have been creative.
51 after on Good Day.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately?
Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
My turn?
You can go
it
now,
it's your
Kevin.
Turn, yes.
It's your birthday.
It's really funny because the music didn't sound any different off here in my headphones and on here. Did you do something that changed
it is
the volume control? Or just
No, this one is a little quieter.
All right, it's time now, 53 and change after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, for us to get techie. You know how you get jiggy on me? Time for you to get techie. On me.
Just say, he said jiggy on me.
That's the way you react to that. All right. Anyway, so the technology tailor, Alex Goldfein, wants to know whether you know that Apple is about to revolutionize how you shop at their stores. If you haven't heard about this, technology tailor, who is the expert when it comes to understanding really the common sense approach to using technology, has that story for us next here on Good Day.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Here are some Apple bits and bytes for your Friday. It's no surprise. The Steve Jobs biography, on sale for just 6 days in the U.S., is the runaway best-selling book of the week. It sold a whopping 379,000 copies. It's already the 18th best-selling book of the year in 6 days. Sounds more like iPhone sales, doesn't it? Next, Apple's former head of retail operations has departed to work for JCPenney. So, Mac Rumors reports that the successor may be a man named Steve Kano, one of the first Apple retail employees ever. That's right, one of Apple's soon-to-be top executives started as a store staffer. Finally today, Apple is working on further revolutionizing the way you shop at its stores. First, the company announced this week that you'll soon be able to shop online, pick up at the store, and, get this, check yourself out with your iPhone. Pretty cool. Have a great weekend. I'm Alex Goldfein.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, it's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Aha! Here we are, keeping our eye on the ball, if you will, as we prepare for the end of daylight savings time, because that's what happens this weekend. The clock goes back, so you get an extra hour, whatever.
It's going to be lighter in the morning, but when we leave work, it's going to be dark.
Darker, yeah. Right.
Bummer.
All right, so you turn your clocks back this weekend. It's also time to think ahead for ways to incorporate more light into your daily routine. Brian Osich has an idea or two or three or four.
Exercise can help boost mood and energy, but so can something else, light. Research shows getting the right amount of light exposure can help ease the winter blues. Fitness guru Bob Green says in the coming months, keep up your health and fitness routine and look for ways to incorporate more light into your day.
Diet, exercise, and sleep are very important, but light is also critical for a well-balanced lifestyle. Your body naturally feels sleepy when it's dark out and alert when it's bright. So waking up to light instead of a jarring alarm clock in the dark is a better way to start your day. Something like the Philips wake-up light simulates a natural sunrise and gradually gets brighter 30 minutes before your set wake-up time.
Green says try to get the most out of your winter sunlight.
Go to bed an hour earlier and wake up an hour earlier. Take a walk outside during your lunch break. If your schedule doesn't allow for that, try an energy light panel like the Philips Go Light Blue, which produces blue light to mirror a sunny sky and is proven to help temporarily boost energy in 15 minutes.
For more information, log on to lighttherapy.com. That's Lifestyles from Philips.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
Did you know that Amazon is now offering free ebook rentals for Prime subscribers? Is that a big deal?
Rentals. Oh, I wonder how much that is. Interesting.
Free. Rich, they're offering free ebook rentals.
No, but when they charge, I'm sure this is just a precursor to the charged.
You know,
rentals.
Who can get to check that out is the Queen of Cheap herself.
Yeah.
Check that out. All right. Meanwhile, we're going to check out of this hour of the Good Day program. 59 after right now.